Good morning, Dane's Jewelry.
Good morning, it's Nick with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Good, it's Holly, right?
No, it's Ashley.
Oh, it's Ashley? My goodness,
yeah.
Ashley, you haven't answered the phone in 100 years.
It's because I am always busy.
No, of course.
When Carrie answered it last time, she was like, he was looking to talk to you. And I was like, yeah, but I can't even breathe right now.
No, you're fine. Look, I hate to bug you. It's the nature of the business. And, you know, a lot of things go through you. You know, you're an important lady. So.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Comes with the territory. So I've been thinking, what do I have to do to be able to get an opportunity to sell a diamond with you?
I'm looking for opportunities. You got to convince David.
I'm convincing David.
Yeah, you got to do that.
I mean, I thought that, so the only reason I'm even on the radar is because I had that 5-carat when you guys were looking for one last year. And,
mm-hmm.
And I paid for its round trip to you guys. And it's the only time mm-hmm. I've ever sent anything to you. You know, obviously, as a company, we've worked with you a lot more than that. But, I mean, we're an RJO, so that's huge, right? Because you guys get your kickback every year. So we're an RJO vendor. I ship for free. I have over 8,000 loose diamonds. And I have lifetime trade on those. So, I mean, I'm the perfect guy to get stock from. Because if
yeah.
something doesn't move, cool, no problem. Let's do a one-for-one trade on it. It's dollar for dollar. So, I mean, is David around? How do I best communicate with him?
He is here today, but he's out right now. The best way to communicate with him is through his email.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of projects right now that we're trying to work on in which we've got to take in a diamond on trade that really, nobody wants it. It's a 3-carat cushion. But that's the only big project that we've got going on right now. The guy wants to trade it in for another 5 to 6-carat for his wife. So
yeah.
The tricky part about that is you got to eat the cost for the 3-carat that he already has. So
did he buy that 3-carat from you guys?
He did, yep.
He did? Man, see, like, if that was
yep.
– it would have been crazy if that was from – if you bought that through us, like, is that possible? Or do you know that?
I don't know. Well, you know, I think that David would have reached out to you if
for
he
sure.
did buy it from you.
Yeah,
but,
no, I don't see any 3-carat cushions in the sales history.
This would have been 10 years ago, 8 to 10 years ago.
Yeah, you would have got dollar for dollar on this.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
But, I mean, it's a huge opportunity. It's my key differentiator besides myself, and, you know, I'm a hard worker, like, and I'm persistent and not easily shaken. That's the guy that you want working for you, and you don't even have to pay me, you know? So, yeah, let him know. Tell him I want a shot on this cushion call, and that,
okay.
You know, I understand that there might be some, you know, specific price ranges that we're looking for or something, but
mm-hmm.
You know, whatever I got to do, if I don't already own it, which I probably do, we have a location on 47th Street in New York. Diamonds are like
mm-hmm.
water over there. You just reach your hand out the window, pull it in, you got a bunch. So you know what I mean? So I'll see what we can do. But yeah, so tell him I called. I'm going to send him an email also. But, yeah,
okay.
ask him to give me a shout on this cushion call. I'd love to be able to
okay.
help.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Are you good, like, outside of work and personally?
Yeah, we're good. Absolutely.
And,
we're doing just fine.
And you have one kid or two? Just the one?
I have two. I have one in college and one that's just getting ready to finish up his middle school.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Middle school. Eek. But anyway. Everyone's good?
Everybody's good.
I love it.
Okay.
All right.
How about you guys? You guys are good, right?
Yeah, we're awesome. I have my middle schooler. I have two. My twins are in middle school. But my one is just he's doing this thing where he's, like, trying to boycott homework. And he's just
of
like,
course.
He's just
yeah.
not gonna, just not going to do it.
Yeah.
And then just,
he just
you know,
yeah, he doesn't need it, right? That's what he thinks.
Yeah. Like, what are we going
to
be for? Then he was trying to do like the saying with algebra. You know, it's like what do I need to find X for? And I was like, literally anything. What is the cost of this? That's what X is. I was telling he plays the game Steal a Brain Rot, and I was like, look, I like put it in those terms. I was like, how much does this guy make? You know, I started putting in that stuff. So he's getting there, but he's being stubborn and willful. And I know things like that. So
yeah,
I know
apple tree, yeah.
Yep, apple tree, yep, the whole deal. So, no, we're great. Thank you for asking.
Good.
I really enjoy talking to you guys, too. And so that's, you know, it would be such a great fit. Plus, I have, you know, the products and services that you need. So, yeah, just double down, let David know. I'm going to send him an email. Hopefully, we can get you guys set up on that.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ashley. All right, talk soon.
Talk to you soon. All right, bye.